Last night, if you missed it, Dancing with the Stars, All Stars kicked off after, what did I do, about 5 or 6 weeks of training.
Yeah, a lot.
I learned about five dancers because this
they
was
got
a
four in the kitty.
Different series in that it was all pre-recorded. Yeah. In the past, Dancing with the Stars used to be live.
And just on that, Boxy, before you go any further, now, single mother of two, great effort. Mate, we get up at Sparrow's Fart in the morning. We work hard. Like, you get up very early.
Yes, it's crazy.
And Nick, well, you had your comedy shows at night time, but I'd go home and hang out with my family and do nothing. But you're going to train 10 hours a day every day.
Yeah, it was long,
and,
wasn't
mate,
it?
Mate, hats off to you. You worked your butt off.
Thank
so congratulations. You really worked hard.
I appreciate
hard.
That. I wish you
had
gotten hold of the judges before the competition then. Because if you missed it, I went. They voted. I got the lowest score from the judges.
Is that good though? Like golf?
Yeah.
Or is that bad? I'm going to wear it as a badge of honour. And a bit different to usual. It didn't have the the viewer vote. So usually the viewers would help you out when the judges
in.
Vote you down.
Probably would have won.
I was on the bottom of the ladder from the judges. And then there were only about 70 people in the audience who got to vote for their favourite dance. And 70, numbers are low. Like,
numbers
it was pretty difficult. But that said, it was a wonderful group. I loved all their dances. And they were incredible performances. Like I said this to you before. I felt like I was some Shetland in with the Thoroughbreds. Yeah. It was like... what was it? I was doing the Yabby Creek races and then suddenly I'm at the Melbourne Cup going, what is going on?
You commentated the Yabby Creek races.
I did, on Home and Away. Yeah. But another element that was a bit challenging. So I had, it was all filmed in Sydney and I'd taken Trixie and Daisy there. And on the night, because I did, when I did dancing, what is it, 14 years ago, I was single with no kids. So I thought, I'll get the kids part of it this time. Now, Daisy at about 21 months isn't going to remember much of this.
No.
But I thought, I really want them to be there. So they came. So Trixie was sitting in the audience. And then I had my friend Hannah. She was sitting with the girls and she had Daisy. Well, Daisy was actually okay. But then what would happen is every time I was on camera, there was a massive big TV screen in the audience and they'd put my face up there and she'd see me up on the screen and lose her mind.
But in a good way? Like,
give me my mum. And like, we just finished the dance and then they put me up on the big screen. I was having a chat with Daryl and this happened.
Jeremy, were you happy with BP?
I was really happy. Really happy. I think you did amazing. You did it.
Thank you. That's my baby crying, by the way, so I don't think she's very impressed.
No, she was impressed. She just didn't like the comp here.
And how was it having Trix and Daisy there, knowing that you got voted out? How did they take that?
Well, it was so good. Well, Daisy, again, oblivious to everything. And Trix was so beautiful. She was so gorgeous. She loved the night.
Oh,
she got to watch all the day.
Yeah.
Loves Beck Hewitt. Like, really. Because Beck looks like Barbie.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, so graceful on the dance floor and did such a great job. But then at the end of the night, so the judges put me on the bottom and then they did say to the audience, you know, now you can select who your favourite dance was. And then they came back and they voted. They said, yep, Fifi, you're going. And then Trixie apparently turned to Mel, my friend, and said, does nobody want my mum to dance?
How did you explain that to her, though?
No, do you know what I said? Because I think she would
just
have liked
advice.
To keep going. No, I said, sweetheart, it's not about winning. Mm. It's honestly not. It's just about putting yourself out there. And that was the thing about
this.
I wasn't fit. I knew I was coming from a very low base. I have barely done anything in the last few years. And I said that to her. I said, sweetheart, you've just got to get involved. Never shy away from a challenge. Go out there, give it your best. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where you come and what happens. It's just that you enjoy yourself and you commit.
It's a great message, Boxy, because I got my kids down to sit down and show them. I said, now watch this because they know you.
Yes.
It's not often they see people on the TV.
It's been
they know
too many compliments.
Because
too many compliments.
This is because when I was on,
this
when
is
when
like
I'm,
the tsunami.
I often win, so I don't want them. I want them to learn that you can also lose. So I said, watch Fee, watch how gracious she is, because it's not all about winning. And it was a great message you sent.
It's good
lesson
hard,
learned
when
by
Dad
my kids.
Never loses, is it?